I am Clark Griswold's son, Rusty. Okay.
All right.
Fuck,
well,
what episode is this?
This is Randy J, and you're listening to the Back Table Podcast.
171.
Do you not realize I have had diarrhea since Easter's?
Oh, good Lord. Everybody, welcome to the Back Table Comedy Podcast.
Welcome back.
171. It's your hosts, Andrew Crone and Josh Ashton.
Without further ado.
And it's been a while.
It's been like a month.
Since I sat across from you.
It's been a while. Stained had the number one song the last time
we had an episode. Since I smelled what your poo smelled like, Josh. What's up?
The dude from Stained wasn't a big, fat, rambling loser when we... Have you seen that guy?
No. Why would I go out of my way to look at the guy from Stained?
They pop up in the Reddit cringe all the time. Is he in between songs? He fucks up all of his songs because he's just a big, fat, drunk loser. And
okay.
Then he's just doing acoustic, and then everyone's just like, you suck. And then he just starts ranting about Trump and, like, the vaccines and all this shit.
Like, pro-Trump or anti-Trump?
I can't remember. What's the Stained guy's name?
Uncle Trump. How the fuck am I going to know that?
But anyways, we were at a way better show than that on
Dan
the weekend,
dude. Tate.
Dan Tate?
Dan Taint.
That's his name?
I don't know. I just made that up.
Oh.
Could be a name.
But either way, we don't need to talk about Stained, dude.
I know. I was just doing a bit where I was saying it's been a while.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then you went into this whole thing about the guy from Stained.
Gets me heated, dude.
I'm not talking about your underwear, Josh.
That's where he got his band name from, was my undies. He said, it's been a while since they've been thrown in the laundry.
You know what's a better band than Stained?
What?
Every band that we saw at FarmFest on Saturday.
Yeah, it was. That is true. Every single band ruled.
I mean, I only really...
In their own way, they were all weird.
I really only paid attention to two of them, but...
Zoltan?
No, I wasn't there for Zoltan.
I saw Zoltan. He was the first one. He dressed as a mushroom. He put sunglasses on and just played friggin' piccolo or flute or something for...
Cool.
For a half hour and told some crazy trippy stories about the mountains in between.
I paid attention to the band before Farm and Farm.
Which?
The one with the big angry rainbow drummer.
Yeah. The angry rainbow. His Halloween costume was, his head was a rainbow, but then he was the drummer, so he always had mean drummer face on. He's just angry.
For the listeners who don't know, Farm Fest, we're talking about the band Farm, P-H-A-R-M, yeah. not like a F-A-R-M Fest.
Yeah, that just a bunch of John Deere's.
Just a bunch of cows. Bunch of cows and goats.
Which is our usual weekend.
Yeah, yeah, we performed. We did 8 minutes of mediocre stand-up.
Yeah.
At the fest, while a band was setting up.
Yeah.
At a different stage. That
you
no
made,
one...
made do with what it was. The people that could hear us were listening. And the,
yeah,
people
the people that were sitting in front of us.
But then there was
a
divide of people behind us all just chatting in between bands. So
yeah, the people listening...
That's to be expected.
I could tell that they're having a good time, but as a performer, all I could hear was the background noise.
Yes. Yeah, that's why I kept just turning around and yelling and like telling them to shut up. But it didn't work.
No, I what I did was I saw everything you did and went, all right, I won't do any of that.
Wipe that smile off your face.
Go up there and loudly speak and just stick to my bits. Only going to do short form bits, no long form bits. There's no attention span for that.
No.
It's going to go out there and go, bang, 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 masturbation corn dogs.
And then get into your bits.
And then I'm going to start telling my bits. Oh, boy.
But
it's a good night, though.
That band, because you dropped a little thingamajigger.
LSD?
Yeah, dropped a little thinger, right?
I dropped like 2.5.
I took a little bit. It didn't really faze me very much.
Yeah, I'll tell
until
this.
Until it was
I'll
too
tell
late.
This part of the story, actually. So
I got long story short, the Rainbow Patrol?
Don't remember.
The Angry Rainbow Band. That's what we just called them. They put us in a trance.
Yeah, yeah,
that
they
was
were pretty
fucked
dope.
Up.
So Josh asks me, because he sees me doing LSD, and he goes, hey, do you have like a little, just like a corner, little corner, small little piece that I could bite off for me? And I said, sure, but just so you know, this is some strong stuff, even for me.
What, dude?
So Josh takes it, and then about an hour later, he comes up to me and goes, hey, do you have any more? I'm not really feeling anything. Do you have any more? And I, being a good friend, lied to your face and told you I didn't have any more.
Because I remember seeing a lot in there.
When really I had at least 2 or 3 tabs left. But I lied and said, no, I don't have any more. And you know why I did that, Josh?
Why?
Because I know you.
What the frick, dude?
Because I know you, and I'm a good friend. And then about half an hour after this happened, you went, I'm really glad you didn't have any more because I'm so high right now.
Well, that's what happened.
I'm flying.
What happened
and then
is
you jumped
that
off a building.
Yeah, and I survived because I was that high. But no, I did that, and then the Rainbow Band came on, and right before them, I took a hit of a shatter pen.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And that triggered everything all at once.
Nice.
Like, all the drinks, all the everything all hit me at once. So I was like, I gotta go watch this band. I can't talk to anyone. So I was watching. Fucking everything just went green. And
yeah.
It was just like a...
Felt like a Melvins
like
tune.
Just, yeah, it was just like a thumping bass line that just like was repeating for like 8 minutes and then trippy guitar. And then the guy was screaming like he was King Buzzo with a rainbow on his head, and he was an angry rainbow, and I got put into a trance. And I didn't wake up till the next day.
Yeah, you were pretty fucked up.
Yeah, I was like, I couldn't even work my phone a cab.
I was also pretty, you know what the weirdest part about doing comedy at a metal show on Halloween, where everyone's dressed up twice?
Yeah.
Like, they're dressed up like metalheads, but then they also have a Halloween costume over top of that.
Yeah, just in case they're like Superman.
The weirdest part is, when the actual devil walks up to you after, and you're tripping balls on acid, and he goes, hey, that was really funny stuff.
I really dig your stuff.
Oh, thanks, the devil.
I remember seeing that happen, and then I was just sitting there staring like, oh.
Oh, thank you, the devil. There was that, and then
anyways,
I remember,
we're watching this Angry Rainbow.
At one point, I walked into the bathroom, and like this Mexican guy with his face painted like a skull was just, he was just like, he had his hands like through going through his hair and staring into the mirror. He's like, ugh. I could tell he was also fucked up, and I just went, hey, you look dead. And then went and peed and ignored anything he said to me afterwards.
Remember, I had to be rude to this one guy because he wouldn't leave us alone. The one annoying guy.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Just sitting at our table and then just like getting in our face talking about our sets. And he's like, yeah, you guys didn't do very good tonight, but you probably do good on other. I'm like, okay, fuck off. Like, no one gives a shit.
First of all, I did great.
Yeah.
Second of all, who the fuck are you?
Also, I didn't even see you at the thing. So
yeah,
you
I didn't
don't
even see
fucking
you there.
Know.
What are you talking about, bucket hat? What are you dressed as, a molester?
Yeah. He bought me a Jager Bomb, and that fucking pissed me off.
Yeah, he bought you a Jager Bomb, and then you were like, I gotta go to the bathroom. This guy's awesome, though. Hang out
yeah,
with him.
I tricked you.
And then it took about 5 seconds for me to realize how not awesome this guy
was.
Like,
he groaned. This guy is awesome.
And then you
He's
came back, and
guy.
I went, hey, this guy sucks. Why did you do that to me? So I did it to you about 3 times that night.
Yeah.
As revenge.
Yeah. Yeah, because revenge is always good when it's done over and over again.
He just... He was also on something because his eyes were just wide
yeah,
the whole
elegant.
Time, and he just kept looking. At
he fucking
us.
He bought me a Jager Bomb, but it's like a bar that's not doesn't really do that shit, right?
Gross.
So all they had is like wide glasses and a shot glass. So you go to do them because you're supposed to do them both at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
It was such a wide glass, just spewed all over my fucking chest. Now I got sticky tits the whole night.
You had sticky tits?
Yeah, sticky tits.
That sucks.
Sticky Jaeger tits.
What else is new?
Ah.
As if you've never had sticky tits before.
My cleaves.
Your cleaves?
My cleave was all sticky.
My clavicles.
One thing
sticky.
That I realized, because I've never really been to like a... Because that Rainbow Patrol band has a large gay audience. Because of their rainbow and stuff like that, right?
Okay.
There's a lot of gay people there. And of other types. But...
how could you tell?
I realized... You can just tell. Because they tell you. They introduce themselves and say, hey...
I'm a gay guy?
I'm a gay guy. I'm a they, them.
Hmm.
You know, all the types.
No one did that to me.
One thing...
Must not wanted to bang me like they wanted to bang you.
Has made an epiphany, because I've been to a lot of metal shows where you stand in the middle of the pit and you just get fucking just bullheaded dudes just elbowing you in the face a lot of times and jabbing you in the ribs, and skinny kids like me who are fucking dweebs elbowing you in the ribs, and they're just full on brutes that are just don't know what they're any better, and they just plow into you.
Mm-hmm.
Best people to share a pit with? Lesbians, because they have that body type that's just, it's like you're in a like a cushy ball pit and you're just like bumping in. It's like the softest, because they're all built like Caleb, right? So they're like, so you just like get bumped in. It's like you're getting just in a big pillow fight. It's pretty awesome. I was like, man, this is, I might just go to these type of shows all the time now.
There was a guy there dressed like Al from...
Home Improvement.
Do you remember that guy?
Yeah.
At one point, I saw him. He was holding a glass of beer, not a bottle or a can, like an idiot, on the edge of the pit with a glass of beer. And he got bumped, and he spilled it on his chest. And I just watched him just for like 5 minutes, just be like, ugh, like wiping it off his chest. Ugh. He just looked so out of place. He was hilarious to watch, especially with a drawn-on beard.
Yeah. Yeah, who does that on Halloween? It's freaking weird.
The other weird part about being on acid on Halloween, not necessarily at a metal show, but like I remember standing there and being like, oh man, that chick's got nice legs. Ooh, look at her butt. Nice. Oh, that's a man. Turns around. Oh, it's a man. Or, oh, she's got blood coming out of every orifice on her face. Fake blood. But still, it's not, it's kind of a, ugh. And there was one chick there, I couldn't tell what she was dressed as, because, you know, like, a lot of women like to do slutty versions of things.
Yeah.
Pretty sure, you remember, she had, like, the pigtails and the fur coat.
Oh, yeah.
I think she was just dressed as a slutty whore.
Yeah, she's just dressed as someone who goes to Shambhala. I'm a neon whore.
I'm just dressed slutty.
I'm just a slut, you know? Really stretching it this Halloween. Really going all out.
Just dressed as a slutty version of myself.
That's what you dressed as.
Yeah.
You're a slutty version of yourself.
A slutty scarecrow?
Yeah. I saw your ankles.
Hell yeah.
Fucking nasty hoe.
Did you like what you saw?
Nasty, dirty hoe.
Dude. Calm down. You're out of control. You're nuts. You're nuts.
No, it was really tripping me out?
Nope.
I think it bugged Lucas right in the beginning, because Farm was closing out the show. And there was a severed head on a mic stand right in the front of the stage.
Oh, yeah, I saw you having fun with that thing.
And it was just, you know, that shit was messing with me.
The one with the mouth cut out, right?
Yeah. And then people were putting hats on it and stuff. But I kept, like, just messing with it during the
you
show.
Just had,
like,
you had your hand on its on the back of its head, and you were just rocking it back
and
forth.
And I grabbed it, and I shoved it in Darb Nation's face and made him start making out with it.
I saw it getting crowd surfed at one point, too.
Yeah. And then, but on the very first show... Or the first song that Farm did, because I grabbed it and I wasn't really aware of my surroundings. I went to, like, kind of tilt it a bit, and I stabbed Lucas right in the guitar, like, as he was playing a song, and I saw him go, what the fuck? I'm like, oh, shit.
Sorry.
So I took it to the other side of the stage and messed with it there. But I probably weirded everyone out, because I probably had, like, super baked eyes, like, super high eyes, just like, just freaking everyone out.
I don't know, I try to avoid eye contact with you most of the time, so I don't really remember.
And with my wig on, I probably look like fucking Vesner 3 years ago, just like, ah!
All right, I think you had the wig off by the time Farm got on stage.
Oh, yeah. That's when the party really starts happening.
When the wig comes off?
Wig's
coming
off.
Hold my weave.
Hold my extensions.
It was a good show, though.
Twas.
Swing! I had, I had a burrito for dinner last night, and really? I think there might have been beans in it.
How do you know? Oh my god. What the fuck?
Oh, I just sat right in it. That's a bad one.
Oh, what
that's
the
a bad
fuck?
One, Josh. Oh. I didn't think that one would. I didn't think that would smell so
You're
bad.
You're fucking disgusting, dude.
What?
Oh.
What? Oh.
My eyes are watering. That was.
At least you didn't have to sit right back down where your butt was.
I think you blasted.
I think I blasted
so
it right into your nose.
Well, you blasted it at the mics.
And it bounced off the mic.
Well, you hit it
into
so
your face.
Dead center that the mic stand split it in half, and it went into both my eyes and both my nostrils at the same time.
How's it taste?
Not good.
No. Oh.
Tastes like cilantro.
The burrito was good though. So. Does that count for anything?
There's bits of tinfoil shot out. Did you even take it off the burrito?
Yes.
It's freaking nasty. Yeah. You're a real nasty hoe, as I said earlier.
Me?
Nasty bitch.
I'm a nasty hoe.
Yep, you're a nasty hoe. Oh, yeah, also at the show, we saw Big Nang's Poontang Gangbang. He was there, and he tells me that he's got a bunch more songs coming on the way.
Oh boy.
You know Big Nang.
I know Big Nang.
Big Nang, I don't give a fuck. I'll fuck your grandpa. I'll fuck your dad.
Did we get any more songs from that other guy?
Oh, let's check. I actually have no idea, so this might have to get cut out a little bit.
Well, what do you mean?
Big Nang Gang Bang, I don't give a fuck. Gmail.
Any new raps about banging Big Nang's dad or whatever? Or whatever he was singing about?
Yeah.
I think I might have actually pooped my pants there. I'm not lying. I think there's a bit of a patty in my pants.
That's why you just grind it back into your butthole.
Oh, okay.
Big Night.
This is Big
Don't
Nang.
Give a shit, Big Night.
Yeah, but I was asking
what
if there's
the
any
fuck?
Other new songs from that
fuck
other guy.
Dr.
Oh,
Dre, right. Catcher of the
Mutt's
Mother
B
goat.
Is back,
Mutt's
dude.
B.
Big Night.
Here we go. We got some. Thanks, Big Nang, for the intro. Okay,
Mutz B has sent us more?
Mutz B says, he sent us two.
He
oh, no,
sent
he sent us
two.
Hard Gangsters again.
Oh.
But what? Okay. All right, we're going to be back after this. There's an emergency upstairs, and then we got to listen to a song when we get back.
Okay. Crisis averted?
Holy shit, dude. Did you hear any of that?
I heard all of it.
It was crazy. Fucking. Well, you know how the little lady didn't have a diaper on when you were here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because she hasn't been feeling good, and she's been she's been having the diarrhea, and it gave her a bad rash on her hooge, on her gooch.
Okay. God, I hate parenthood.
And we thought it was
Sounds
over
like
with.
It really sucks.
So we just let her go, no diaper, let it air out a little bit so it'll heal a little bit. She blasted. I was up there. It was a patty the size of her that was all fucking, it looked like a big plate of pesto. It was just fucking nasty. And it's all over. Oh, it was fucking disgusting. But anyways. Crisis averted. I just put her outside and hosed her down.
Oh, my God.
Finn's taking care of her now. But, yeah, she won't be messing with us anytime soon, okay? But anyways, on with the chlorophyll. All right. So, oh, my God. Thank you for playing. Here we go. Okay, he says, oh, my God. Thank you so much for playing my track, bro. I loved it. I made the track with my family. Okay.
Those are my dad's thoughts.
Would you be able to play another one, please? Here it is. It's more of a dance track mixed gangster love. Whatever that means. What the fuck? I still have to figure out who Mutz B is. Mutz with a Z.
Clearly he's a fan of ours.
Yeah. I will go back to gangster after this track though. Okay. And then here's the track. It's called I May Be Gangster, but I can be a gentleman too. This has Nick Avery vibes all over, but I don't think it's him. I may be gangster, but I can be gentleman too. Oh shit. This is what I just had to deal with upstairs. You're fucking blasting shit all over my house.
Big night. Don't give a shit, Big Night. What the fuck? Fuck Dr. Dre, Kendrick Lamar the GOAT. Hey, Big Night.
These have to be real. Like, you hear the echo in the toilet bowl. Him and his family barfing and shitting together. Holy shit, this one is a pretty romantic one. He is a gentleman too. And that's all she wrote. He wrote. Whatever must be is.
Did I hear a Big Nang in there?
No, I added that.
Oh.
I clicked on the Big Nang song. But yeah, that's his... he's going a little bit softer on that one, so...
Softer poo.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, Slayer went Rain and Blood, like their album, and then their next album, they're like, how do we be heavier than that? So they slowed it down and made it still pretty heavy.
Mm.
Made the South of Heaven, even though it was... A little bit slowed down. It's a pretty fucking big, pretty fucking good album, dude.
Ooh.
So that's what Mutz B is going for, and I think he might have captured it.
Nice. Good job, Mutz.
Thanks, Mutz. He says he's got lots left. He says, I usually do gangster, but I decided to do a little more chill track for the ladies, but next time we'll be more gangster for sure. Thanks, man.
Huh. There's no ladies who listen to this.
So yeah, there's Mutz B is our... Our pen pal now that, What the fuck? Oh my good god and shit. Are you serious?
I think, dude? I also just diarrhea pattied all over the place. J-Dog, get down here!
I need
ASAP.
You!
ASAP!
What happened? Nothing. You'll see.
I think the baby pooped down here as well.
She's making her rounds around the house.
Ass well.
Big Nang.
He's gonna keep playing Big Nang.
Big Nang.
But anyways, so you watched the Sword of the Dragon and shit?
Mm-hmm.
It's not bad.
Pretty good.
It just seems like it's like almost like a doesn't have the same. I'm still pissed about the theme song, dude.
I still don't give a shit.
How lazy do you have to be? You can't just make a new goddamn theme song.
It's because people would have complained if there was a new one. They would have been like, "What? I like the old one."
Does Better Call Saul have the same theme song as fucking Breaking Bad?
No.
Then what the fuck, dude?
It's also made by two completely different people.
Yeah.
So it doesn't make sense as a comparison. People were complaining when there was no theme song in the first episode, and then when the second one had the Game of Thrones theme song, people were like, "This is awesome! Yeah, I love that they
fucking
reused it."
Losers. Trying to capture their old
so it's
things.
it's damned if you do, damned if you don't.
It's got a different name. Why do you keep
people
the
are
same
always upset by everything no matter what, so
ugh, what the frick. But yeah, I watched it. It's not too bad. I actually don't mind the brother with the eye patch. That guy is pretty fucking badass. He's paid his dues. He was a douche, but then he lost his eye.
He looks like a live-action anime character.
He's fucked up looking. Like, he looks like Ichabod Crane, like a cartoon.
He's got a... I always just want to say, hey, why the long face?
He's a weird-looking dude. He's got, yeah, like a snowplow for a face.
Never seen a horse ride a dragon before.
Yeah. Looks like the front of a train. But, yeah, he, that guy's all right. I like the Damon guy. But then I was thinking... Of things that I didn't like of the Game of Thrones, like the actual Game of Thrones, not this new one.
Mm-hmm.
And what really pissed me off, you know the Hodor guy, right?
Yeah.
Hell, all he says is Hodor. That's all he knows. He just goes, Hodor, Hodor, Hodor. What are you doing, Hodor? Hodor, Hodor. And it's all his thing. And it's all because he had to hold that door back.
Yeah.
Fucking seven goddamn
you've
seasons.
You've talked about this before.
Yeah, seven seasons so you can figure that out. Like, I know I talked about that already. But then, because he had, like, I guess he saw himself when he was a kid, he saw into the future, and he had to hold that door, and it blew his mind so hard that he fucking, his head's just fried now, and he's retarded, mm-hmm. and that's all he can see. So it got me thinking, dude, what if every retarded person has seen the future, and that's why they are the way they are?
That's, okay. I don't think that's what it is. I think it's, I
was thinking about this on Saturday, and
I think it's lack of oxygen in, or something else.
Or they saw the future.
Or their mom drank while they were pregnant with them.
And they had to save a bunch of people by eating a lot of blueberries really fast. And now all they yell is, blueberries, blueberries. Or somebody they know choked on a big wad of peanut butter one time because they took too much. And now they just go around. They're like, oh, peanut butter.
Yeah.
So they've seen something we don't know. They have wisdom that we don't have.
Nor can
we capture it until the time comes, because they've seen the future. Maybe they save us with that stuff. So I like to keep them around.
Is that so?
That's my theory. That's my Hodor theory.
Well, that's a mighty fine theory, Josh.
Yes. That all mentally challenged people are actually time travelers and have seen the future.
So what did you see when you saw the future?
I saw a vagina.
Oh, that's why you always say vaginas.
A vagina. But yeah, that's my my edgy theory of the week.
Well, it's quite edgy.
So edgy.
Careful not to cut yourself on that edge.
I know. Well, I sometimes just cut myself just to feel something. So.
Yeah, well, don't we all?
Mm-hmm. Just so I feel alive.
Sometimes I cut off my penis and then I hastily tape it back on with scotch tape just to feel something.
It's just like, just mangled.
I cut it off with a dull spoon.
Why a spoon?
Because I'm not allowed knives.
Oh. Oh, I thought you were going to say, because it's dull, you twit, it'll hurt more.
And then I use scotch tape to just kind of keep it there.
Not duct to tape.
No, scotched.
That shit fucking ripped the skin right off.
Yeah. Once it's healed, you have to take the tape off again. So, you know, like the scotch tape's easier to...
And the only way to take it off is sometimes you wet it with warm water and you have to rub the tape.
Yeah, sometimes I'll use like that green painter's tape.
Yeah, and then you get a warm water and then you... Then you warm up the tape by rubbing it, and that's how you get it off.
That's one way to get it off.
It's the only way.
Get it off, yeah. The tape.
The frog tape. So, you cut your penis off, and you mm-hmm. say, ha-ha, look at that, and then you put it back on?
Yeah, I cut my penis off, go, oh yeah, I still feel stuff. I guess I can still feel. And then I tape it back on.
Just your foreskin?
It's really all there is to it.
Your actual penis?
My actual cock. I cut off my cock.
So you pull your foreskin?
Right at the base where it meets the balls.
That far down?
Mm-hmm. I cut the whole thing off.
So you make it like a pig snout and then you put it back on?
Yeah, I guess a pig snout would be a good comparison.
So it just looks like a sheared off.
Because I do have two urethras after all, so.
Yeah.
That makes the pig nostrils.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a living.
You make money doing it?
Yeah. I sell the video of it on my OnlyFans.
Oh. Oh. What's it called? What's that one where the guy, Pain Olympics?
It's called Scarecrow Cuts Off Penis. Then tapes it back on. I filmed the taping part, too, and then I just leave the whole... I don't even edit it. I just leave the whole thing there.
Holy shit. And people tune in.
Including the healing process. It's like a two-week-long video.
Good God.
Yeah.
You keep a video on that long?
It's a pretty big gigabyte.
You have your pants off for that long?
Yeah. They're off right now.
And you have a camera pointed at your healing penis? What stage of the healing are you in right now?
I just cut it off yesterday, so...
Ooh, so it's getting nasty.
It's going to be a little while.
It's probably oozing.
Still in the oink, oink.
Have you ever attached it the holes up wrong and it ends up messing up?
So? Oh, yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I've done that before. You just cut it off again, though.
What if you make the hole... What if you put it upside down? Upside down. I'm just imagining an upside down wiener. Like that guy on Ripping Friends with the thumb sticking out and they put the... Did you ever watch Ripping Friends?
Yeah, I did.
The thumb sticking out of his chest, but then the nail's on the wrong side. But, I forgot what I was talking about.
I don't think it matters.
But anyways, should we take an actual break now?
Yeah, let's take a break, and then I have to find some news because I forgot.
You had a fucking month, dude. We had a month. I guess the news came and went.
Yeah, it's all old news.
It's all old news by now. Some dude got a freaking hammer to the head. Clancy Pelosi. Did you see that?
Oh, her husband was attacked.
Yeah, her husband fucking got kidnapped and then hammered.
Yeah, that was a pretty big news article, Josh. Yeah. Not the kind of slow articles we like around here.
Yeah, that's just an example of some of the news that's happened that's been overshadowing some of the other news. And in other news, there is stuff like... that was the weakest fart I've ever heard. It was just one little pop or a
squirt. We gotta go to a break right now. We gotta go to a break. Okay. I'm serious.
Maybe you can double
up. I need
to
go wipe my ass.
Maybe you can piggyback the wiping going on upstairs. So you can just shit on my floor. That's perfectly fine. It's a thing now.
Oh, God.
All right, we'll be back after
what
these.
What do I do, Josh?
Wipes.
I'm full. My pants are full of poo.
I think you just stay in the basement forever.
Oh, God.
Big night. Don't give a shit, Big Night. What the fuck? Fuck Dr. Dre, Kendrick Lamar the GOAT. Hey, Big Night.
This is DK Bandersnatch, and you're listening to Back Table Comedy Podcast.
Shit.
Stop listening.
All right. Look, got a little thing. Kelowna Rocket Man, that's my fucking thing. I don't give a fuck, rock out with my wang. 300 pounds, I don't give a dang. No, fuck your fame. Fuck your fame and fuck your dame. Don't give a shit, this motherfucker real fucking lit. Sitting in the ditch like, hey, yo, smoking that spliff. Don't give a shit about what you fucking hit. Yeah, look at me, I don't give a fuck about D-R-E. Yeah, Kendrick Lamar, that's a fucking goat. Y'all real fire, looking like Jafar. Looking like that Aladdin shit, I don't give a fuck. And your stepdaddy call me
Big Bang, Big Name.
And your mama call me
Big Bang, Big Name.
And the bitches call me
Big Bang, Big Name.
And your fucking hamster call me
Big Name.
And your Yorkshire Terrier, him fucking call me. And your fucking brother, they fucking call me. Your granddad, yeah, bet they fucking call me. And your stepdad, fuck them all both, homie. Yeah, your grandpa definitely call me. And your mama too, fuck, she a honey. I don't really give a fuck, put my spunk in your shoe. I don't really give a fuck, yeah. Your mom makes real good stew, especially when I fuck you. No, that's your dad sitting there acting like you real sad. Oh, yo, jump in this orgy. Your mom, your dad, your grandpa, I see. Big fucking naked, hairy ball sassin'. I mean like, hey, yo, hey. I love that. Old group orgy incest. Yeah, that's my dad. Yeah, that's my motherfucking dad. Sucking on your dad. Suck my motherfucking dad.
Big bang bang.
And your mama call me
big bang, big bang.
And your uncle call
big
me
bang, big bang.
Definitely fuck your grandpa,
big
homie
bang, big bang.
And I suck your homie
big bang, big bang.
And your sister said,
big bang, big bang.
She love my toenails.
Big bang, big bang.
I'll fuck you till you're dead.
Big bang, big
bang. And I fucked your grandpa. Definitely fucked your grandpa. Fucked him twice. He really treated me nice. We're done here.
Get the whole family in on the
get office. The whole family on that shit. No, fucking put it on my face like, oh, yo.
It's good, man. It's good. I fucking...
Hey, what about the news?
It's time for Slow News Day.
All right, welcome back to the program, sluts.
Holy shit, dude.
Was that too much?
Yeah.
Or is that too much?
Really rough on the ladies.
Men can be sluts too, actually.
What?
I said men can be sluts too, actually.
Speak English, doc. We ain't scientists.
Men are also able to be slutty ass hoes.
Holy shit.
So, you know.
Since when?
Since I started sucking cocks and slapping clits. Okay, well, I guess I'll just shut up then. Anyways, you ready for the fucking news or whatever?
Oh, yeah. Swing.
All right. Swing. First article. Here we go. Breastfeeding mom told off because no food or drink allowed.
What?
Nice. Faye Church was utterly humiliated after being told off for feeding her baby.
Holy shit.
The mom was left gobsmacked after the incident.
There's littering it with frickin' puns in here.
A mom has been told off for breastfeeding her son at a museum because no food or drink are allowed.
How dare you?
Including tit milk.
For babies that don't...
Including young babies who suckle on tits.
Who have their own schedule. You can't fucking just not feed a baby for 45 minutes while you're at the thing.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the security guard might have been jealous. If I can't drink your tit milk, neither can your boy.
I think
you
just wanted to pull the baby off that titty. I just wanted to say, hey, get that kid off of there. No drinking in here.
Faye Church felt utterly humiliated after being given the cold treatment over feeding her three-month-old child. It happened during a visit to the University Museum of Zoology in Cambridge on Saturday, October 15th.
Ooh.
Staff reportedly told the mom it's not okay. Faye, 35, visited the museum with her husband Aaron Church, also 35, and their two children, Sophia, who's also 5, and Reuben, 3 months old.
Wow, just fucking tell every fucking kidnapper your every member of your family.
The family were meeting Faye's mom and sister later that day.
Hey, we got her full name, where she's from, and the name of all of her kids.
Hey, Sophie Church, your mom, Faye, told me to pick you up from school today.
Oh, well, that's my name and my mom's name.
Come on over here, bring your ass over.
Oh, no.
The family were meeting Faye's mum and sister later that day, so they thought they'd pop into the museum beforehand, as Sophie had been once before and had really enjoyed it.
Oh, my God.
Bet she didn't get a suck in her titties while she was there, though.
I'd be complaining.
They entered around 4:10 p.m., knowing it closed at 4:30, and had a quick look around. The University Museum of Zoology is part of the University of Cambridge. It covers 2 floors, and admission is free. The family were on the upper floor when their youngest, Reuben, started crying and needed feeding. Faye said, I said to my husband, you go off with Sophie and look around. I'll just whip my tit out real quick somewhere quiet in the corner to feed him where no one can see and we won't bother anybody and no one should really be bothered by that anyway because it's just natural and the kid needs to fucking eat.
I'd be pissed if I was told to throw my freaking burger away or something because there's no food and drink and there's some lady, some fucking piece of shit baby eating.
How come he gets to drink?
Yeah, and eat at the same time.
Hmm?
This is fucking horseshit. You made me throw my Slurpee away, bitch?
I mean, that's the face of a baby that wants to suck a nipple.
His face.
What do you mean I can't suck my mom's titty in here?
That baby's...
What do you mean I can't suck her tits?
He looks like... he looks like Dana Carvey when he was the turtle guy. Like the, his eyes are all close together and sticking up in the middle.
Faye wanted to find a quiet area to feed her son, so found a little area next to a Komodo dragon skeleton at the museum.
I always like eating next to a Komodo dragon.
Where there was a corner, a pillar, and a chair. She grabbed the chair and put it around the side because there was someone near it at the time, and said she went around the other side away from them. I positioned myself with the pillar to my back and my buggy in front of me to act as a screen. I try to be as private as I possibly can with it. And so I sat there, she added. The mom said, she sat there quite happily breastfeeding Reuben for about 5 minutes. She had a jacket on, which she should have had it off. Jacket off. And a scarf over the top with a buggy in front. A few people walked past, but the mom said, they didn't pay any attention to me. They were looking at the exhibits.
I'm looking at these titties. The exhibits.
Oh, man, look at that Komodo dragon skeleton.
Looking straight through it on the other side.
After Faye had finished breastfeeding, she started to wind her 3-month-old's... Wind her 3-month-old son? What does that even mean?
I think it's when you start patting their back. Is this a British one?
Yeah, but she said she noticed... It's Cambridge, brother.
Oh, yeah.
But she said she's
burping it.
Yeah. Burping it.
But wouldn't wind... Like, breaking wind is farting.
Yeah.
These guys got it all fucked up out there.
We noticed a woman who worked at the museum walked past and claimed she gave her a sort of funny sideways glance.
Uh-oh.
Faye engaged with the woman and said, "I hope you don't mind. I just made this my breastfeeding corner." There was a sort of silence, and she looked at me again, and she went, "Actually, no. It's not okay, because no food or drink are allowed to be consumed in the museum." I stared at her. My jaw slightly went open in there, and I didn't know what to say. She then said, "There is a cafe upstairs. You should have gone up there and ruined everyone's lunch."
Yeah, put everyone off their lunch.
"Yeah, there's a cafe up there if you want to cream your baby's mouth."
What the fuck, dude?
Breast milk is what I meant to say.
I mean, this guy was a real jerk.
Describing how this felt, the mom said, "I felt utterly humiliated, like a little girl at school just getting told off. I didn't know what to say. You could have said, 'Fuck you. I'm feeding my child. I'm nourishing it so it doesn't die.'"
You freaking hoe.
After this encounter, Faye said she replied to the guide saying, "Oh, well, he's finished feeding now anyways." And then the woman said, "Why is your titty still out then, bitch?"
Lose the douchebag.
Faye claimed the guide looked at her again and then walked off. Wow. What a newsworthy incident.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a woman's empowerment, dude, that they're trying to get at. Because everyone's getting mad at this lady for a natural thing, but then...
Faye said she was left absolutely stunned, adding that she has breastfed both of her children, and this was the first time she's received anything negative towards breastfeeding in public. Especially from a woman. I found it quite shocking.
I mean, the kid was 14 years old, but other than that...
She seemed disgruntled with me and jealous. It was just bizarre, and it left me really shaken up.
"But I believe I requested the hand job."
Tough titties.
When husband Aaron came back with daughter Sophie, Faye explained what had happened.
Is this the Berenstain Bears?
They were going to speak with the woman again, but couldn't find her, as husband Aaron had beat the shit out of her and said, "You talk to my wife that way while she's feeding my son out of her tit?
Now you suck on her titties.
How dare you?" As they were in a rush to meet Faye's mom and sister, they didn't have time to report the incident to another member of staff on the day. Explaining how she felt. But they did have time to go to the news, I guess.
Oh. Yeah. They were so disgruntled, though. They didn't know what to do.
I was absolutely shaken by it. I just couldn't believe it. She was making me feel humiliated by it. I did just feel about 3 inches high in that moment. It wasn't nice. Hey, remember back in the day when someone made you feel uncomfortable and you just moved on with your day?
Yeah, and you said, "Wow, that lady was a real bitch," and then you go home and you don't call the news because your titty was out in public.
I feel uncomfortable at least 3 times every day.
Mm-hmm.
Every day.
Yeah.
You know what I do?
Pull your titties out?
I pull my titties out and feed my son.
Remember the good old days back when MILF stood for mentally ill ladies I'd like to fuck?
I mean, yeah, it's not cool to be told for someone to tell off a breastfeeding mom, but at the same time, get a spine.
Yeah, there's people.
There's a Komodo dragon skeleton right there.
There's people at the fucking that are getting mad at fucking people getting abortions all the time. You'll see them going in the news about it.
Oh, but they do.
But I got a fucking abortion person so fucking good the other day, dude. I was driving past the hospital, and they were on my side of the road, but they're facing the wrong way. They had their back to me with their sign, and they're right on the edge of the curb. This old-ass lady. And I waited until my hood was directly beside her, and I laid on the horn, and it's a loud one. And she fucking jumped. I swear she had a fucking... Like,
she had a miscarriage?
She had her own miscarriage right there, and she sent herself straight to hell. I've never seen a lady so scared. It was pretty awesome.
This guy's a real jerk.
All right, so the gist of it is the lady's stupid for getting mad at a mom breastfeeding a child, but also...
You don't need to go.
You don't need to go to the news.
Make a big thing about it.
And make a big stink.
And then now, anyone who reads this news knows every member of your family and how old they are.
Who cares?
And what town you're from.
Just move along with your day. It's fine.
Yeah.
People are uncomfortable literally all the time.
Yeah. You know what I do? I go to the lady when I'm in town, dude. And I say, hey, I'm going to go inside, get some motherfucking chips, right? So I go into the store and I get some chips and I come back. She's sitting there in the fucking side of the car right there, right? I just grab her titty and I start sucking on it. She says, what you doing sucking on my titty? I said, I'm looking for some milk. Is you pregnant, bitch? And she says, what? And I said, let's get that way.
Unforgivable.
Okay.
Then we bang in the parking lot.
Oh, really? Wow.
As I go to the mall for chips.
Hey, did you know that in Bavaria?
Where's that?
Germany?
Yep.
It's where...
That's Bolivia.
No, it's in Germany. It's where Oktoberfest happens.
Marca Bavaria?
Bavaria. It's where Oktoberfest takes place. Anyways, police in Bavaria find crystal meth in donut.
Oh, shit, dude.
Don't dip that in your coffee.
Oh, shit.
Border police in the German state of Bavaria say they found portions of crystal meth hidden inside a donut.
Of course cops find stuff in donuts.
Yeah, weird. I'm going to have to confiscate this. Why? Because I'm hungry.
You idiot.
And
of
my
all the
mom
places,
isn't here to breastfeed me.
Of all the places to hide illegal stuff, you put it in a donut, you idiot?
Bavaria border officials said they found they had detained a 33-year-old man after a check on a train entering Germany from the neighboring Czech Republic. Revealed crystal meth stowed in his sugary snack.
Whoa.
I almost thought that says sugary snatch for a second. Police described the concealment method with sachets of the drug hidden where the jam would normally be injected as a first in their jurisdiction.
Yeah, that's what she said.
It is what she said. The arrest took place Sunday near the border town of Schörnding.
That's in Germany?
Yeah, I guess it's in Bavaria's upper Franconia region.
It seems to me like you're an expert, Mark.
Officials said only that the circumstance of the search had led to them taking a greater interest in the holeless donut than they normally would. Without giving further details, they sliced into the pastry while their mouths watered.
What? That's a part of the thing?
No.
Oh, okay.
They sliced into the pastry, locally known as a Krapfen.
A what?
A Krapfen. And found the crystal meth inside.
Oh, God.
Public broadcaster Bayerischer Rundfunk reported that they were stashed inside a Ziploc bag and two condoms.
Mmm. Wonder how that guy found them.
I'll have the cream of some young guy.
It goes on to explain what crystal meth is. Okay, cool. Mm. As if I didn't know already. Mm. Mm. Also, another German article. Germany. Man bites police dog. Woman punches officer.
Does this guy know how to party or what?
This took place in Berlin. Police in Germany said Friday they detained a man for resisting arrest and biting a service dog.
Holy shit.
Officers were called to a dispute between two 29-year-old men and a 35-year-old woman in the western town of Ginsheim-Gustavsburg.
Holy shit.
Shortly after midnight, the trio acted in an extremely aggressive and uncooperative fashion, police said in a statement. Officers were only able to overcome one of the men by using massive physical force. I just laid my cock on top of him and it was like Thor's hammer. He couldn't get up.
How dare you?
In the course of resisting arrest, the 29-year-old man also bit a police dog. The statement said, adding that the canine did not sustain any injuries.
You sound like Werner Herzog.
Meanwhile, the 35-year-old woman injured a police officer with a punch to the face. All three were detained and spent the rest of the night in jail to sober up.
Come on, get up.
That's it. That's
all. Did not
all.
Bite you so hard. Get up. Come on.
That was the whole thing. Johnny Depp impersonator scams woman out of $40,000.
Fuck yeah.
Excellent.
A 61-year-old retiree is suing a bank after she was scammed out of $40,000 by a Johnny Depp impersonator. Well, if you're a dumb enough old bag to think that Johnny Depp is reaching out to you for $40,000,
yeah,
then the joke's on a Brazil. Oh, a woman in Brazil fell for the ultimate scam when she was subjected to a scam artist posing as Johnny Depp. Hey, I need $40,000.
I hear you got a nice big booty full
of... I need to see your poontang. Arnie, I need $40,000, Arnie.
40 grand to buy some new eyeliner for...
I need to pay off my lawyers.
Remember the lady took a big dump in my bed.
Apparently this person was posing as the actor and messaged the woman convincing her that he
That's
needed
a
money
convincing actor.
For the convictions in the lawsuit he had been involved in. And why would you set...
This lady...
Why would you just, even if it was Johnny Depp, why would you send him $40,000?
I'm a fucking idiot.
This person's stupid.
I'm a fucking idiot.
Come on, just give me 40 grand.
Quite honestly, says the writer of this article, quite honestly, with how Depp had been bridled in lawsuits with ex-wife Amber Heard, it makes sense why someone could fall for such a scam. The 61-year-old retiree from Brazil stated that she began an online relationship with the person posing as Johnny Depp. That should have been your first clue that it was fake. You think Johnny Depp's going to start an online relationship with a 61-year-old Brazilian woman?
Not a 60-year-old anybody.
Yeah, I just banged Amber Heard for the last 10 years, but now I want a Brazilian, an old-ass Brazilian woman with a big floppy padonkadonk.
Yeah.
Who dreams that she eats her own poo.
Yeah, Winona Ryder's too old for him, even though she still looks exactly the same.
At first, their conversations consisted of everyday life issues, before it turned into the Depp impersonator speaking about their sad story and the convictions that awaited them from the many lawsuits they were involved in. Things began to get far more serious when the Depp impersonator began to romantically link themselves to the retiree.
Ooh.
More like retardy, am I right?
Yeah, romantic.
Thank you. Thank you. Too bad she didn't dream about this one happening. As a callback to your joke earlier. The retiree's lawyer, Eduardo Tosi, stated that his client was told that the Johnny Depp impersonator was promising to have her move in with him. Jesus, what a desperate old bag to believe that.
Well, you really suck. He caught a live one with this lady.
Things got so far as the retiree undergoing plastic surgery, thinking that she was going to be living in Los Angeles with the Depp impersonator.
This is like fucking Requiem for a Dream, that old lady. Have you seen that movie?
No.
There's an old lady who's on, like, these messed up meds, and she starts getting schizophrenic because she's on the wrong medication, and she thinks that that she's going to be a contestant on a game show, like, the whole time, but it's all just in her head and shit, and then she just, like, slowly loses her mind throughout the whole movie. It's like, and she's, like, getting her hair done so she can go on this talk show and stuff, and, like, a game show, and she's getting all excited. Turns out she's a crazy old lady.
Again! We understand how someone would believe a story of woe. Like, Johnny Depp wants $40,000 and a 61-year-old woman to come live with him in Los Angeles.
No way. Way.
Well, he is a smooth talker. You never know. I want to see the transcripts of how he was talking to her. Because, like, maybe he was, like, saying, oh, no, like, I'm done with, good-looking younger ladies.
I want ugly old bags.
That are near me. I'd like a long-distance one with a 61-year-old lady from Brazil who has 40 grand kicking around. You know what I'm saying? Oh, Jesus. Oh, fuck.
Oh, come on, man. It's not funny.
Anyways, that was all the news articles I had this week.
Yeah, that was pretty wicked, dude.
You got anything else, Josh?
I don't got anything, dude. We'll be back on a regular installment after this, because we've both been through the sickness. We're both down
well,
with
first,
the sickness.
Your kid was sick, yeah. Then I was sick, and then you and your lady were sick.
Yeah, and then my mom had a goddamn birthday.
Your mom had a birthday, and you had work.
I know. I'm like, Mom, I was at her birthday, and I said, hey, Mom, Can this be your last birthday ever, please?
So apologies to the listeners that there's been no new episodes, but also, I don't really care.
I politely asked my mom to stop having birthdays, and I think she's going to make it happen.
Well, I mean, once you're over 50, why are you celebrating anything? Ever?
Yeah.
Christmas, birthdays?
Yeah, it's enough of this horse shit. Listen, I guess every 10 years, if it's got a zero at the end.
Yeah, that makes more sense. Everything in the middle,
and
though.
69 is pretty
good. Can celebrate 69. My dad turned 69 next year, I think.
That was quick.
It's going to be a good year for
him. Seems like just yesterday he was 64. He was singing that song to my lady.
That was so long ago, dude.
4 years?
That was so long ago. Because
he sang the Beatles song When I'm 64 to my lady in its entirety.
Yeah, I remember. I was at the table.
She was a server at the table. When I get older.
Well, she fell into the trap of asking him how old he was turning, so.
Oh, yeah.
Classic. Which he was waiting all day for, I could tell. Because he was like, ooh. Finally.
She is naive to that stuff.
Yeah, naivete.
He said, ooh, I'll tell you a little story.
Anyways, fuck off.
All right.
Me? I'm a nasty hoe.